Hi, I'm Kayla from The Ivory Mix.
And I'm Crystal from Crystal Care Creative Studios. And together we bring you the Creative Boss Method podcast.
And we've developed this podcast through our struggles, successes, and business lessons to help you drive more meaningful action and sustainable growth in your business.
If you are ready to build, scale, and expand your business, friend, you are in the right place.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us this week. We want to talk about Instagram and how it's more than just a visual platform. Your ideal audience is more than just visual. And this aligns so perfectly with the content that we're going through this month over in Creative Boss Society. So on those coaching calls, you know, we're zeroing in on Instagram. And so naturally, we just felt like we had to talk about Instagram and how it's more than visual and three things that you can do to kind of change the way that you're looking at growth on Instagram as a whole. And so we all want to reach fame and the thousands of followers, but the first thing you have to wrap your mind around is that it's more than just visual. Right, Kayla?
Yeah, absolutely. Initially, the way we see Instagram is visual. We look at the pretty feeds, and it's really the way that the platform started, right? Like taking photos, sharing it with our friends. And then we all got kind of obsessed with these gorgeous on-brand grids. But Instagram has really evolved into so much more, especially for businesses and brands. And while there isn't a magic tool or trick to give you the desired goals that you want and maybe the metrics and things that you're looking for, this today we're going to share is a formula for success. But first, you have to change your mindset. Really, where we start when we change our mindset around the best Instagram business strategy is with relationships and connection. The way that you make sales in your business, the way that you grow leads in your business is through connection, relationships, and actual people, right? So in order to grow what's important to you, to grow your business and to grow your sales, you have to think like a scrappy go-getter, someone who is going after their leads instead of thinking that they're going to passively somehow come in, discover your account, and bring in lots of sales. So you have to let go of the passive mentality and start engaging and connecting directly with your ideal client on the platform.
So the three things that we feel like you could do to kind of start changing your Instagram growth and to embrace that mindset and actually start getting the success that you want, which is getting the people from followers and engagers to actually booking with you and it being a successful tool to fuel your business. And the first thing is get clarity around your customer journey and that story. Use this to build an experience that they want, but learn how that experience works best for them on Instagram and how you need to show up and how you can communicate to them in a fun and engaging way. An example of that could be something like they want social interaction. They want fun things to look at. They want tips to absorb. So being business 100% of the time might not be the right fit for your ideal client. They may not be sitting over there wanting to scroll through business. They might want to see some more fun visuals. So how can you change the information that you have to offer them to feed what it is that they're there for? And that's that social interaction on Instagram and not just business, business, business. If you're constantly hitting at the head of, hey, I've got this to offer. Hey, I've got this to offer. Hey, I've got this to offer. That's great. They know that you have that to offer, but they're going to be less likely to engage with that. They're going to be less likely to interact with you because you're not connecting all of the dots in their world. You're not showing them why when they're scrolling through that this is what they need and that you're the person they need to go to get something that's going to give them the big picture.
Yeah. So just like Crystal said, get clarity around that customer journey and their particular story. Get clarity around what it is they're interested in, what types of content they're interested in, but dive deeper into that social aspect. Create those fun memes, like Crystal was saying, and create the quotes that they'll engage with that they personally might think is funny. And then the second thing that you'll want to do to change your Instagram growth for the better that's not visual is to build relationships and start standing out to your ideal clients. Imagine how your business strategy would be completely different and how it would feel if by the end of let's say this week, you set a goal to go out and engage with 50 new ideal clients on Instagram. So if you sat down to use the platform for that purpose, you would probably find yourself engaging in comments with your ideal clients, talking to them in direct messages, and talking to them more every single day and getting more engagement from your ideal clients day after day after day by just simply taking a moment to understand how they communicate, how they might engage with you, what problems they're currently facing, what solutions they might be interested in. You can have these real conversations with your ideal clients through comments, through direct messages, if you go out and look for them on, say, accounts that they might follow or accounts that they're already engaging with. So if you go out and look for those ideal clients and set a goal to engage with 50, how different would your strategy be for your business, and how much more would your business grow if you approach the platform with that kind of a mindset?
Absolutely. And I think that that's extremely important. And it kind of goes to, you know, you wanting to reach out and engage with those people and attract them to follow you, to absorb the content that you have, to eventually work with you. And it goes to the third thing, and that's that you need to look at your profile's visual representation. And when I say that, I'm not saying, does your grid flow nicely? Like, do you have the right color tiles, and is it branded? And all of the fun things that we want for our profile and the things that we can easily get caught up in, the aesthetics of it, if you will. But what I'm talking about specifically is your profile image. Is it clear? Is your brand about you, or is it about a logo? What does your bio say? Is your bio talking about who you're wanting to work with, what you have to offer, directing them to some kind of free content or offer or some way that they can connect with you, something that benefits them, those kinds of things. You're driving them here to this particular place. So the way that your profile's visual representation is extremely important. And dare I say, go as far as changing your title and even your Instagram handles and things like that to be optimized, to make sure that when people are searching for that business coach, that graphic designer, that photographer, that stock photo membership, that they're able to find you, so that as you're continuing to build, you're attracting the right people. They see on your profile that they're in the right place, and these things will lead you to better growth and opportunity to evaluate what's truly working outside of just things like the insights and stuff like that too.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's definitely something to look at. Look at your bio, look at creating more engagement with your ideal clients, and get really clear on what your customer is doing on the platform and how they're engaging and what kind of content they're engaging with. This really goes beyond visuals and really into what your ideal clients are looking for, and creating an Instagram strategy around that more than the visual itself. So just those three things alone will change your Instagram game. But if you really want the tips that pros use or the direction and support to get there with your Instagram strategy, we encourage you to check out the Creative Boss Society. The weekly coaching is not just the small bits or quick things that you already know regarding Instagram. We're getting into some really good deep stuff, the strategy and changing the way that you see Instagram to bring in more money, and how to evaluate and change the way you see your social media, and so much more.
Yeah. And I love it, because I think that the Instagram, like we told the society members, is not just for Instagram. You could take what we're diving into each week and apply it to other social platforms as well. So even if Instagram isn't your main squeeze for your business, you can still apply those same methods and the things that we're diving into and those templates that we have set up for our members, and apply that to the platform that you do want to show up on, just to help you be more successful, of course, right?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Well, this was short and sweet. I hope to see you guys over at the Society, or we'll see you next week on our next podcast episode.